Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the second week of Advent, and from the United States, we hear from Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled, Are You Ready?
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, What shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in marketplaces and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, He is possessed by a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is vindicated by her works. The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know, but this year I'm really having trouble with the Advent season. I am really not ready for Christmas to come. I ordered some Christmas cards, but they haven't come yet, so I haven't mailed them or anything. I bought a couple gifts, but not too many. I haven't put up my Christmas outside lights yet. I did buy a tree today, but it's not decorated, and it's just sitting in my living room. I don't know. It just seems that I'm really dragging my feet this year. I know that Advent is the season to prepare, and I looked up the word Advent, and it means coming. So why am I not ready? I mean, there are many things in life that we prepare for, planning a vacation, we prepare for the travel, a place to stay, clothing, if we prepare for a wedding, oh, so many details to put together, like all the way from the ceremony to the reception. I'm preparing for a new baby, accepting a new life and how to take care of them and where will they live and what will they eat and so on. But luckily, these types of events, there are former experiences we can rely on to guide us. But Advent, the coming, Christ's contemporaries had nothing to really explain to them how God would come to earth and become man. Oh, sure, there were prophetic scriptures relating to the Savior that was to come, but no real details on how it was to happen. No previous experience to rely on. Nothing that the Jewish people could point to and say, aha, that's how it's going to be done. That's what we should expect. And why in today's gospel was Jesus so hard on his generation, on his contemporaries? He says to the crowds, To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in the marketplaces and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn. In these verses, his generation sounds clueless. Why is Jesus so disappointed in them? Maybe because they have the ability to not be clueless. In today's Psalm 1, we hear, Those who follow you, Lord, will have the light of life. Blessed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. Delighting in the law of the Lord, meditating day and night. As my father, near the end of his earthly life, he spent hours with the Lord, reading scripture, reading the daily mass of the day, saying the rosary. And at his visitation and funeral, so many people remarked on what a strong man of faith he was. When you entered his presence, you could sense the peace he exuded. That is not something you gain overnight. It takes effort. And living a life of love day after day. Just as the Jewish people had no precedent for the first coming of the Savior, we have none for the second coming of Christ. But hopefully we will not be clueless and condemned as Christ condemned his generation. Yet wisdom has been vindicated by her actions, by her works. Searching far and gaining wisdom will give us that peace and that strength of faith to be ready. Am I ready? Maybe that's the big question for Advent. Am I ready?